You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, March 6, 2018, week 238. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
This is Destiny Pizza. I want this company, this drink. I don't want the company to sponsor me. I just want them to send me the drink.
Free drinks.
Bubbly, sparkling water. I'm not a fan of LaCroix. It's owned by Pepsi. So if anyone here works for Pepsi... I think the mango one is the best. Mango and the strawberry.
Well, you've had them all?
No, I've only had... This is my third one.
Okay. The same one?
No.
Okay.
But I got a variety pack on Amazon. Mm. So if anyone works at Amazon, you can just send me those variety packs. Those are very efficient. Mm. But it's like 18 cans of 8 flavors. So two of the flavors you get 3 cans of. The rest you get 2. Mm.
You get to choose?
No. Hmm. Never.
It's random.
Yeah.
Hmm. Probably give you the worst flavors.
No, it's like the ones, nope. The generic, like popular flavors. Yeah. So it's like lemon, lime, and... I don't know. Anyways, it's pretty good. I heard a tip a long time ago, if you add some bitters, the Angostura aromatic bitters to it, it's awesome, and it is. Do you watch Ellen?
No, I've seen it, but
Neil Patrick Harris was on to promote this drink.
Yeah,
and she did the thing where they send it, like she sends him to Target with an earpiece in, mm-hmm. and he has to talk to people and say whatever she says.
Yeah.
And like the first thing out of his ear or his mouth is like, "Hi, I'm NPH."
Wait, that's what she said.
Yeah. And he had a broken arm, so he had to ask a stranger for help. And he just had him open up all the different cases and like pour it into his mouth.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I like that. I've seen that with, they've done it with Kobe.
But did, like, was he in a disguise or was it like?
No, it was Kobe. It was like Kobe at like a doctor's office or something.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then he just had to say what Kobe had to say, what she said. It's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, that's really fun. I like it, Ellen. I was watching it when I was sick this week, so. Mm. It's like I think if they shifted a little bit later, because I think it's on at like 3 or something like that.
Yeah. I think I've only seen it like on YouTube of.
Yeah, like I see your clips on like Instagram.
Yeah.
Clever. Did you know Will Smith has a YouTube channel?
No.
He's like trying YouTube to. Channel? Yeah, he's trying to like get into YouTube. I started following him on Instagram. No, not for me.
Yeah.
But I assume so because...
I look on YouTube and I don't... Well, I'm not like a...
Big YouTuber.
YouTuber, but I look at like some popular videos sometimes. I haven't really seen his stuff, so... I guess
it's like he's trying to be like a full-on YouTuber.
That's weird.
Because then...
I don't think Will Smith like understands this new age. He's like, he's used to being like a movie star. And now he's like, how do I get into this new age? I'll sign up for this Netflix thing. I'll do YouTube.
Yeah.
Like he just doesn't seem like he fits in this era.
I think a lot of celebrities are trying to go to the YouTube model.
I think doesn't The Rock have a YouTube channel?
Probably.
Well, The Rock has everything.
But then Lily Singh said "Hey, if you're in a mainstream star, don't come to our space and ask us for free help and not give us credit or something like that." Cuz I guess people are doing that.
Yeah.
His celebrities are coming, finding popular YouTubers, asking them for free help and not including them in the video.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you have to acknowledge this is our spot.
Well, I just wouldn't give him free help.
Yeah.
Just don't give him free help.
So it was interesting.
I don't blame him for asking though.
Yeah.
I try to get free help. You try to get free.
Try to get free help.
Try to get free help. And then if they say no, then
go find another one.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Exactly. Just keep asking.
They're growing every day. Discussing Hydra. Anyways.
Yeah. Chop off one head.
Two will come.
Two more will take its place. In every Marvel movie, that line should be in there, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's hilarious.
And
they have to say in that accent, too. Even the character weird... does not have that accent.
Yeah. Let's get into some movie news. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That's the name of Quentin Tarantino's Charles Manson movie.
It's a wordy title.
Yeah. And Brad Pitt joins as Leonardo DiCaprio's character stunt double. So it's Leonardo DiCaprio's character is like a Western TV star.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt's character is the TV star's stunt double. So like they're both in the movie.
Interesting.
And then I think,
so you think Brad Pitt's like a way more minor role. I'm assuming.
I don't think so. I think they're friends or something really? In the movie.
Is that true? Does any stunt double friends, like good friends with their, I mean, I'm sure they work a lot together, yeah. But who are the biggest stunt double and actor
friends
in Hollywood? I'd be curious to know.
Probably Mark Wahlberg and Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah, the guy he actually knows. Does Donnie Wahlberg, does he do stunts?
I don't think so.
That would be funny. Be like, he's not even trained for this. He's like, yeah, he'll do whatever I say.
Yeah. It's like, I'm Mark Wahlberg.
So I just want him to do this. Like, there's not even a stunt here. I'm just telling him to do some weird things.
Yeah.
He's like, okay.
So I'm just not feeling up to the stuff today.
Yeah, I just don't want to walk over there. You have him walk over there.
Oh, it's funny if Sylvester Stallone did that with Frank Stallone.
Yeah. He's like, I just want him to get hit in the face.
And I just need him to get some money. Like, I don't want to give it to him.
Yeah. It's like, I want to make him some money by him making the money.
Yeah. For looking like me.
Yeah. That's he's good at that. He's good at kind of looking like me.
Yeah, but, and then I think Margot Robbie's in talks.
Are they not filming this yet?
No.
They haven't started filming this yet? I feel like this has been, like, they've been talking about this for a long time now. That they would have started filming by.
It would probably take forever to film. Maybe they did start filming it, and it's just so long.
Yeah, that could be it, too. Because I thought Margot, like, they were talking to her for, like, a while ago, too.
Yeah, but I think there's, like, now they're like, oh, well, it's controversial because it's white people. I don't know. There's some sort of people.
What?
People were like, oh, should this movie still be made? Or someone, I don't know.
Really?
I was like, yeah. Let Quentin Tarantino make any movie he wants. I don't care.
Yeah.
He could just have two people in yellow face saying ching chong at each other for 2 hours. Let him make it. Let the people decide if it's controversial.
Yeah, like voting with our dollars. And we've done this,
I'll give you a hint. It is. It's not a thing that he should make.
He shouldn't have done that. Yeah. Why did he do that?
But... This is it's because it's a post-Weinstein world. I think that's why they're sick. Should he still be able to make this movie?
And yeah, because he's been in this controversy and all the
and it's the Kill Bill stuff. That's what it was.
He's like, you got to drive this car. And he's like, no, I didn't say that. But then he's like, but I did, kind of.
But I did. And it was an awesome movie.
Yeah, it's like.
And she's fine.
She's doing okay, right? She told me she was writing this article and stuff. I don't know. I'm coming with half information, so. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
I think that's probably what it is.
Yeah, it's not the minorities or...
Well, that could be part of it, too.
Or rape culture or... Well, letters. I don't know.
Yeah, I think people... I don't know. Does Tarantino say a lot of controversial stuff?
No.
I don't know. I don't think he does. I don't know. He did say weird stuff about, like... Didn't he say weird stuff about Weinstein? He said weird stuff about somebody. He said something weird.
He's like, yeah, I've worked with plenty of creepy people or something like that. It's Hollywood.
It's Hollywood. They're all weird.
It's Hollywood. They're all weird. I'm going to go to an alien party later. They're like, what's an alien party? He's like, we all just wear rubber gloves and pretend we're aliens.
Why would you do that? It's like, it's just
it's
Hollywood.
It's just weird, baby. It's Hollywood.
It's what we do.
Brad Pitt's going to be there.
Good enough reason to go.
Who would have ever thought that Brad Pitt would play like second to Leonardo DiCaprio?
Well, Leonardo DiCaprio is bigger than Brad Pitt.
Is he though?
Yes.
Maybe.
I wonder, does Brad Pitt have more money though?
Probably.
Why do you say that? I don't know.
I feel like Brad Pitt's been longer. He's been
a star for longer.
That's why.
Yeah, he has been longer. You're right about that. Brad Pitt's been in a lot of movies actually.
Yeah.
So Interview with the Vampire. I always kind of equate him to like George Clooney, who I like. Don't know what his most famous thing is.
Ocean's 11.
How is that his most famous thing? That's crazy to me.
Probably not.
Because that's Brad Pitt's like 10th biggest thing.
Yeah.
Or like 11th.
Shall we go down the list?
Of like
George Clooney? That's a good dude, George Clooney.
Because I think we've done this before.
And we're like, and oh yeah.
And I'm still like,
oh yeah.
Well, yeah, but I'm like, I still, that's not, he's, I think he's bigger than his
Well,
movies.
Let's just see what
like
his...
There's some people who are bigger than what movies they've been in.
Let's see what his known for is on his IMDb.
Yeah.
Because he has such a great birthday.
I think you're right about Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Batman, maybe?
No. Ocean's 11 doesn't even make the list.
Oh, really? What, like, what's his movie then? What's
the Up in the Air?
That's the go-to movie.
The Ides of March.
That's a good movie, but
The Descendants.
I haven't seen that. What is that?
The Monuments Men.
See, that's weird that that's none of those are that big movie, big of movies. I think. He's just a guy who's like more famous than movies.
Yeah,
I think maybe maybe
Gravity.
Other, Gravity, yeah, Gravity was pretty big, but that was Sandra Bullock's movie.
Yeah. ER.
I think it's still maybe ER, maybe his biggest thing.
Michael Clayton.
I think people like that movie. I haven't seen it.
Syriana. Good Night and Good Luck. He directed that one, right? Oh, no, he was in that movie, too.
Yeah, I guess he's been director, too, so that gets you.
Yeah, Ocean's 11. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Three Kings. That was a good movie. Thin Red Line. Out of Sight. The Peacemaker. Batman and Robin. From Dusk Till Dawn. Friends. there's a movie I'm thinking of. I think that's what it was. The Peacemaker, I think, is the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I'm just thinking in comparison to, like, Leonardo DiCaprio or Brad Pitt, I can name, like, huge movies.
Yeah, but I think...
like, big time. Like, I know he's done big movies and Oscar-winning movies and stuff like that. But he's not really done, like...
Who, George Clooney or?
George Clooney.
I think George Clooney's in a league of his own, man.
Like high up, like he's better?
Yeah, he's like we'll remember him like years from now.
Really?
Like, holy shit, George Clooney.
I know, but I feel like that's all outside of movies. I don't know why. He like seems just like.
Well, yeah, because remember he does like those it like came out that he does those espresso commercials.
Yeah.
And he like puts all the money he gets from those towards like a satellite that just watches Darfur.
That's crazy. So like, I think he's more successful and he's.
That's okay. I'll say that he's more. Successful and accomplished.
I'm just saying if I had to limit it to movies and you're telling me all the movies I'm watching these guys two movies way more than I'm watching
I'm
George
saying
Clooney movie.
There's a reason that he was Danny Ocean and we don't know the name of Brad Pitt's character from Ocean's 11.
All right, that might be the best reason yet. You're totally right about that. You can't flip them because I'm not trusting Brad Pitt to completely run that crew.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
a wild card.
I have an overseer. I got to have Danny Ocean running that.
It's Ocean's 11, not Brad
Pitt. Can
anybody
else name a character in Ocean's 11 besides Danny Ocean? Benedict. Terry Benedict.
Terry Benedict, yeah.
I think everybody else. Maybe I can get a first name of some of them.
Maybe Julia Roberts' first name.
Yeah.
Isn't it Eve or something like that?
I forget what it is. Yeah.
There's an Asian guy.
I can name the crew.
The two
like
Mormons.
The actors, I think.
You can name all the actors.
I think so.
I don't think
in
you can.
In the crew?
No way.
Besides the Asian dude, I think.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, hold up.
I think I can do it besides the Asian dude.
What's
I can't. I can't do all of them. No, the characters, no. The actors.
I know. Okay, Don Cheadle. Well, I said Don Cheadle because I remember that he wasn't going to show up on the IMDb page.
I can't.
Page.
I can.
You
I won't
can't
be able
because
to...
you won't be able to name the other Scott Kahn's partner.
Yeah,
and
I
don't think, what's his name?
Casey Affleck.
Oh, shit. I forgot it was Casey Affleck.
I know.
I thought it was a nobody.
No, I can't name, who's the other guy I can't name? One of the old dudes. We know one of the old dudes is...
The financier.
Is Carl Reiner. We went down that rabbit hole before. But, yeah, I can't name...
Beatrice. Julia Roberts' character's name is Beatrice.
Beatrice? Really?
Do you know, I think if...
I can't even, like, hear that being said in that movie. Beatrice.
I don't even think they say. Okay, Brad Pitt's character, they do say.
They did say his name.
Rusty Ryan.
Okay. But when you say them, I can actually.
No. Matt Damon's character's name.
No. Oh, Linus.
Linus Caldwell.
I did know that one.
Terry Benedict. Casey Affleck's name is?
No idea.
Virgil Malloy. Bernie Mac's character's name is?
Frank.
Frank Catton.
Right?
Yeah, because it's... do you remember the name of the game he develops in Ocean's 12? Was it Ocean's 12? He develops the casino. Remember, that was the thing. He develops the table game.
Yeah.
Do you remember the name?
No, I don't.
Let It Ride.
Let It Ride.
The other guy you forgot, the old guy, Elliot Gould.
Yeah, that one.
Ruben Tishkoff. Ruben.
Ruben.
How's it hanging, Ruben? Scott Kahn. character's name.
That was a weird plot. He went to, down to like Mexico or something in that movie.
In the, to and make the dice manufacturer. Yeah.
And then he started, they started like a, like they all went on strike or something.
Yeah. They like ended up starting a revolution.
Yeah.
And like they're drinking tequila in front of like a Pancho Villa like thing or something workspace. Yeah. It was weird. It was him and Casey Affleck.
Yeah. They were the team, the brothers.
Carl Reiner. Saul Bloom.
Saul Bloom.
Eddie Jemison.
That the actor or the character?
That's the name of the character. I mean, the actor. The actor.
Who's that?
Livingston Dell.
Wait, who's that?
Eddie? In the... He's like the super Jewish guy.
Oh, okay, yeah. He's the dude who can do the lie detector thing. Yeah. And he's like, the pain. He's like, you look really nervous, but you're passing every red... That's not a red flag.
Yeah.
I do like that,
though. Except for the fact that lie detectors, like, do detect, like... how much you're perspiring, how much skin your skin is releasing, like sweat.
Yeah.
And he was like sweating bullets in that. Like he was sweating like crazy.
Yeah, that wouldn't work what they're doing, right? That's just the movie, I think.
Qin Shaobo is the Chinese guy.
Yeah, I could have guessed that. Yen. What was the character name? Yen? The amazing Yen.
And then obviously not listed is Don Cheadle.
Yeah, he's not in that. He's not in that movie. Does he have a character? He has a character name though. Does it say that? I can't. How is he not credited? I'm so confused by that.
There was like a contract problem or something, right?
Yeah, we did read about this.
That must have humbled him enough to be in Iron Man 2.
I think so. He's like, I'm not even getting credit here. Might as well be a character that's a different person. That's somebody else acted as it anyway.
Let's see. I have no idea. I should probably look in Ocean's 12.
Yeah, you may have got credit Ocean's 12.
Basher Tar. Okay, that's enough for that.
Yes, that's enough Ocean's talk for today.
Yeah, so... that'll be an interesting movie.
Yeah, yeah, I'm always interested by what Quentin's doing. So, we got some Men in Black news. Men in Black spinoff. They have a release date for June 14th, 2019. And they are talking to Chris Hemsworth about being, I assume, a member of the Men in Black.
Or the Man in Black.
Or the Man in Black.
Johnny Cash.
Could be the guy without a partner, maybe. I doubt it, but. I assume it's a buddy.
Did you hear about how Will Smith is now as old as Tommy Lee Jones was when they were filming Men in Black?
Whoa. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because Tommy Lee Jones, I feel like, has looked like he's 80 years old. Yeah,
he's old as hell.
20 years.
Let's see.
That's crazy. That just doesn't make any sense.
How old do you think he is?
Will Smith or Tommy
Lee Jones?
Oh.
Whoa.
He's old, but he's been old forever. He's like a very hard to pinpoint.
Okay, how about I give you three actors and you tell me they're who's eldest and who's youngest.
Okay.
I'll give you Tommy Lee Jones, Harrison Ford, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman's oldest, then Harrison Ford, then Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
He's 71.
But I know Morgan Freeman started super late.
Yeah. Morgan Freeman's 80.
That's like
Harrison Ford is 75. Tommy Lee Jones is 71.
Yeah. But Tommy Lee Jones is the guy who's looked that same age forever.
Morgan I don't know. This picture looks...
Morgan Freeman's looked the same forever, too. Harrison Ford actually aged. You can see him aging.
Yeah.
I feel like. The other two guys, you're like, they've just been old forever. I mean,
has
like,
Tommy Lee Jones ever played Richard Nixon?
I feel like he could.
I feel like him. He should.
He should if he hasn't. Still time.
He's like in Nixon.
He's like, I am Nixon. I feel like Nixon is like the most played president in movie. Is that true? I feel like there's a lot of Nixon, a lot of different Nixon in a lot of movies.
I guess Two-Face, Harvey Dent. Maybe that's why I'm getting Nixon. That's
Nixon. Very Nixon-esque.
Yeah, like he was Nixon. Nope. You heard me. Now, Hollywood, make that movie. Nixon, starring Tommy Lee Jones. Except I think he's too old now, but
yeah, he can play an old. He's always looked that old though. So
who, Nixon?
No, Tommy Lee Jones. I feel like he's never too old because he's always too old.
Yeah,
never too old because he's always been too old.
Space Cowboys. He looks young in Rules of Engagement.
I don't think I've seen that movie. That's probably why. I think my Tommy Lee Jones starts with Men in Black. Or no, probably that. Two-Face.
Right here.
Yeah, younger. I guess I probably just haven't seen a recent picture of him either.
Yeah, he looks old as hell recently. Old as hell. Okay.
So I just hope that they get Chris Hemsworth, they let him do an Australian accent. Because his American accent isn't that enjoyable to me.
No.
I just don't like it. I don't know. Maybe.
Do you do an American accent in Ghostbusters?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe he can get better. I'm sure he can get better at it. I think he's fine just doing his regular
Australian accent.
Yeah. I think it works okay. You just put it into the story that that's what it is.
It's not, he's Australian.
Not that hard. It's like Arnold. They never made him do any accents. He's like all American guy and he's got this. He just sounds
super Austrian.
They don't even mention it in all of his movies. They're just like, No, that's just how he sounds.
Did you know Chris Hemsworth, speaking of him,
mm-hmm.
Taika Waititi carved an N on one side of his head and a Z on the other side of his head during Thor Ragnarok for New Zealand?
I did know that, actually.
Yeah.
That's interesting, though. New Zealand. Yeah, because they were. Because he's a New Zealand guy.
Yeah.
Bunch of New Zealand Australian jokes back and forth.
Half Maori.
Between them. Oh, yeah.
Talked about that.
We did talk about that. Yeah.
Only half.
Only half.
Yeah. Mulan news.
Yes, we got a new release date. It was going to be released November 2nd, 2018, but they pushed it back to March 27th, 2020. I think because it took them very long to find a Mulan.
Yeah. And they're like, let's wait until this whole race thing dies down.
I'm sure by 2020, it'll all be solved, right?
Yeah, whites will be in power again.
No one will be questioning. So that's why they pushed it.
I didn't think this movie was going to come out, honestly, this year.
No, it was never going to.
Same with Aladdin, actually.
Because they... Yeah, but I think they finished filming that one.
Yeah, with all the white people.
They got Will Smith in there.
For some reason.
The genie.
That was Russell Peters' one chance to be like a huge movie star.
Yeah, he looks like the genie.
Yeah, he looks like a genie, exactly.
He really does. Like, if you just, like, if you just, he could be, he looks like Robin Williams' genie.
If you just poured blue on him.
If you just poured him in blue.
He would have been the genie.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, when is that one coming out? Supposedly, the Aladdin one. Because I do think they finished that one. Let me see. Find it.
May 24th, 2019.
Okay, so next year. So I think that one will actually come out.
And then in July, The Lion King live action comes out.
That's next year?
2019 as well.
Yeah. That's a crazy Disney year right there.
That's like my childhood's year.
Yeah, that Lion King's going to make a ton of money. Ton of money. Market right now.
Yeah.
I'm going out on a limb on that one. Yeah. No. I'm making such a wild prediction. It's crazy.
Okay. On TV news, Netflix orders a weekly talk show from Hasan Minhaj. Congratulations to him.
Yeah.
Very big deal.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
However.
Yes.
How about Netflix orders a daily show?
We've been asking for this forever.
Well, 5 days a week. Seven is too much.
Yeah, seven. People don't want to check in on the weekends.
But like Desus and Mero of pop culture.
Yeah. I don't know why they haven't jumped at it yet. Why is it taking them so long? They're making all this new stuff. Like ours is very easy to do.
Yeah. We have segments.
Yeah. We've already done the formula. You don't even have to do anything. You just got to hand the check over.
Yeah. And a crew. We want people to film it.
Yeah. I mean, that would be advantageous, I assume.
Yeah. Like I read this article how Desus has never worn the same pair of sneakers on over 200 episodes of Desus and Mero. So that'd be pretty cool.
Whoa. That's an intentional thing, I assume.
Yeah.
Is that like his daily life, though?
Yeah, most of it, that's the crazy thing, and most of the clothes are their own.
Yeah. I'm like, does he consciously just never wear the same shoes every day?
Or oh, no.
Like, in his daily life, does he have, this pair I wear all the time, but I'm just not going to wear it on the show?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
All right. Yeah, because that'd be kind of weird.
But yeah, so I'm interested in seeing his show, but I'm also interested in seeing our show.
Yeah.
So
there's room for both. Netflix is a big place.
Yeah, they want to do 700 shows or things.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're giving you one.
Yeah. You need that content.
699 left.
Exactly. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah. It'll probably be the cheapest thing you've ever acquired.
True. True. So you're going the big budgets and it's time to go
low budget.
Low budgets. And see where that gets you, because sometimes those explode and you don't know why.
We'll interview, we don't care who. Oh, that reminds me of Stranger Things news.
Yeah.
I think the girl's name was, I forgot her, the character's name I think is Erica.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas's little sister.
Yeah.
She's going to get be featured more.
Role.
And then Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke's daughter.
Oh, yeah, she's cast.
Has been cast as an alternative girl. It's crazy how much she looks like Uma Thurman.
It's crazy that...
Well, not really. I feel like it's her daughter.
Yeah. I guess they do have to start filming soon. Like, I keep thinking they're moving so fast on this, but, like, it's not going to come out till next year.
Yeah.
So they do have to start it at some point.
But Netflix and Pepsi, get together, work out a deal. Or Netflix, if you don't want to work with Pepsi, I'm a Coke guy.
Yeah, it's it. Well,
yeah, not really.
What's the special soda? What is the soda of Netflix?
I'd love to see.
I don't know what their allegiances lie. They don't really do ads, so it's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell.
Hard to tell.
You'd have to go to the offices and see what's inside there.
Yeah, we gotta ask. Gotta find out.
For that, I'm not brand loyal, but I am brand loyal to you, Netflix. I just want to be on you. I want to be able to go home. We've been
asking since very early on.
Early, yeah.
Very
early. I just want to be able to go home and watch myself. Is that so much to ask?
It's not so much to ask. It's pretty simple. I'm just waiting for Netflix. It's in your court, Netflix.
Yeah. How many people do you think are asking for Netflix shows like this?
Like none.
Not realistically.
Like none.
I don't think, yeah.
Nobody. Not many. Not the way we are asking. Not the way we've been asking for years.
Yeah. Yeah, now.
No one's been that committed to it, so.
Make it happen.
We stuck with them. We never gave up on Netflix.
Yeah.
Been with them day one.
We're like self-serve. Like, we serve Netflix.
No one
already.
We're part of the algorithm. Our recommendations.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people aren't watching some stuff.
Let's see those numbers, Netflix.
Yeah, they got the number. They know the numbers.
Yeah, exactly. So
they just need to use them properly.
And you thought Ugly Delicious was self-serving with cross-promotion? We would put all those people on our show.
Exactly. That was our plan originally, and you just put it on Ugly Delicious. Like, hey, this is a good idea. It's time to
first episode pizza. Stop sending mixed messages. Netflix.
We know these coded things you're doing. So yeah, it's time to just like stop messing around.
Yeah. On Netflix today, Benji, Borderliner season 1, For the Love of Benji, and Gad Elmaleh, American Dream. We'll even get that guy on our show. Like, come back tomorrow where we talk about stuff we saw. Both of which are on Netflix. One of which is on Netflix.
One of which.
And discussion. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.